CDR. What does that stand for? Canada's Drama Race. We talk about season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race, Canada's Drag Race, season 4, where all the drama was every episode, until it wasn't, and then the season kind of fizzled. I'm Minty.
Cock, dick, and rectum?
You didn't pay attention to anything I said.
Hi, I'm Annie. This is Fun Time, where we serve every podcast with an FU.
So, we start off with 11 queens. Well, no, yeah, 11. This wasn't the one that had someone off the screen. That was UK. Because 11 just seems so small to me. I was like, wait, what?
There was a real fast tangent. Hell's Kitchen season, where they put it on YouTube, but instead of being by the 3x4 format, they did like the whole 1080x1920. And so in group shots, you could see a contestant that wasn't in the show. And then you see all these little hints that someone named Junior was in it. And like, rumorly, he blackmailed another contestant to try to drop out. So that's why they took him out, like, after the first challenge.
Wow. Are you not allowed to blackmail contestants?
Pretty sure you're not.
So sure Alaska been eliminated when she tried to blackmail Katya? Was it Katya?
Bribing and blackmailing are two different things.
Oh, I see. Oh, blackmail.
Yes.
Oh, they had dirt on the other person.
Yes.
Oh, shit. So you're allowed to bribe them.
If you don't do it in the end, I think she was trying to bribe Detox. Like, if you don't vote me, I'll give you $5,000.
No, it wasn't Detox. Maybe it was Detox. Whatever. Anyway.
Hey, as long as no one voted off Alyssa Edward on the anniversary of her mother's death, I think it's all fair game. So that's all episode 1. We get to meet the whole cast and they do a ball challenge. If it's not a talent show, it's a ball challenge.
It's not a ball. Well, I guess technically it's the ball challenge. Plus the 3 looks, right? But they're judging you on your entrance look, which they should do.
Because some girls come in ratchet outfits.
Yes. And that ain't acceptable.
I'm talking about you, dancer in season 16 that came as a Claire's stripper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then they did like a little burlesque stripper show kind of thing. And then they did like basically their first impression. Look.
And this is how I found out that Denim was batshit crazy.
Denim has autism and is trans male.
Okay, but when I say batshit crazy, it wasn't for those two reasons. It's for the drag and solely the drag.
Okay, we're clarifying things.
But this clarifying, because they came out in the weirdest shit. Like, truly, it's always fun watching AFAB drag queens come on, like Victoria Scone, because I feel like, oh, in order to be considered like a drag, I have to really be outside the box. And like, boy, do they leave that box into outer space?
Yeah, like, I like Denim's quirkiness, and she was kind of like the odd one out. But her looks weren't that good.
No, they weren't good. It's just very memorable because, like I said, batshit crazy.
I don't know if I'm gonna remember this cow look, or like her moonstone look, or her sweater look after a while.
Okay.
I mean, after episode 1, I was really obsessed with the girlfriend experience. Because one, that name is funny. And two, her like stripper burlesque show was incredibly sexy. Like, holy shit, she knew how to get your jaw on the ground.
Real fast, I think it's funny that Venus won the first episode and was the first one in the workroom.
Oh, yeah. She had a terrible entrance look, though.
Terrible. You know, we excuse that because there's too many outfits to remember otherwise.
I guess. And then the episode 2, they did the QV She when they got into groups and they had to advertise some kind of parody drag-related object. And the drama of this episode was like, oh, who wants to be with the old people? Who wants to be with Kids in Kabuto and Melinda Vega? They're so goddamn old, and yet they won the fucking challenge because honestly, they were the only team that did the assignment.
You know, look, when everyone does decent, it's not entertaining. But when almost every team is cringe except one, you know, it's tough to watch. And like, oh, she didn't say my joke on time. Like, I don't care.
It's improv.
Yeah, like, roll with the punches. You know, I remember one team, like, I forget which one specifically, but they just kept saying the same shit. And it's like, sell the product. What is the product?
Yeah, that's right. There was one who was just like, maybe like in like the last 5 seconds, they talked about what it does. I was like, damn.
Honestly, Kitten Kaboodle carried Melinda Virgo to the win.
I'm honestly, yes.
That's why I was so fucking upset that Kitten Kaboodle left early.
You know, me too, honestly. I guess it's always gonna be like that, right? Like, one queen is gonna hit like the challenge that they're not good at. And if the cards fall wrong, you will be eliminated.
And the next challenge is like, okay, this is what you would have been good at. It always happens to the comedy queens.
Yeah.
Like, I got out in this episode, and the next one was the rose.
So then, episode 3...
You gotta say it like a drag queen. If you don't say the title like a drag queen, you're wasting my time, you're wasting everyone else's time.
Oh, she gagging.
Yeah.
This was the girl group challenge. It was okay. It was all right.
So it was the Vixens versus the Love Bugs. And I will admit, the lyrics is pretty okay. It was pretty nice.
Yeah. I don't know. Girl group challenges are cute, but I don't find them that entertaining. I like that it was the two different songs, a heartbreak and a heartbeat. But it's kind of like if you had a heartbeat, you would kind of, like, it's easier.
Outfits for the Love Bugs was ugly because it's all pink.
I like the all pink.
Oh, you know.
I like the thematic theme of it all.
I don't like the, okay. In the final challenge, they did a song where everyone had to write, you know, the same lyrics to the same, no, not the same lyrics. Everyone had to write their own lyrics to the same beat. And I'm like, man, this song beat is terrible. It's just awful. And in this one, the Oshi gagging, I didn't think the song was great either.
Yeah.
Like, they need to hire a better fucking songwriter. Like, get the guy who did Bing Bang Bong and tell them, hey, you can work remote, right? This is Canada's Drag Race.
To be fair though, not that season 3, 4, 5 of UK had a banger song after that song.
I guess. Oh, you know, I know this isn't part of the main challenge. I know it's very small and minuscule, but for the mini challenge, they had to get into quick drag and be interviewed for The Godfather 3.
Oh.
And they were all terrible.
Yeah, like the girlfriend experience didn't even say anything.
And I'm just like,
this was cringy. That one was cringy too, I remember.
It's like, okay, you did Godfather 3, but you, no one made references to the 1 and 2. Okay, fine. No one's even, and like, oh, you know, what the Godfather's about. Like, a god and a father. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
This was a weird movie to choose, though. It's not a campy drag movie. I mean, it's big in name, but it's kind of a snobby movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't expect everyone to know the Godfather. Because sometimes I get Godfather and Goodfellas confused.
Like, I'm thinking to myself, did I gaslight myself into thinking it was The Godfather 3? Because, like, no, it definitely 100%
sure
was.
Yeah.
Because, like, the music video, what can I say? Not everyone knew how to dance. Near Enough was like, okay, so I guess only I'm gonna bring it on this team.
Aurora Matrix won.
Which I don't understand. Really? How? I get better lyrics?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Oh, that reminds me. We never talked about the biggest thing about Drag Race Canada this season.
You're right. The Golden Beaver.
No, who hold the Golden Beaver never gets a Brazilian wax. They hold the Golden Beaver by showcases.
As the winner of the challenge, you may bestow the Golden Beaver on one of the loser queens so that they do not have to lip sync for their life.
Kind of like that wig that you go put on the vagina. I forget what you call it. I think it's called a duff muffin.
A Merkel.
A Merkel. Yeah, Merkel.
I don't still remember the purpose of a Merkel. Know what the purpose of a Golden Beaver is.
But like, a Golden Beaver must be like a Golden Merkel. You must be squeezed on your fellow queens that you want to see do a good job.
The Golden Beaver is known for its queefing. It queefs so much that people ignore the Golden Beaver. And thus ignore the one who is on the bottom three and say, oh yeah, the other two are the lip syncers, not that Golden Queefing Beaver.
And he's going on for like weird South Park Canada. I like the Golden Beaver because unlike All Stars where like, oh, that's not fair, you know, you got a top queen on the bottom, it's mostly just giving a lifeline to one of the bottom queens.
I did too. It added a lot of drama, which I think we'll talk about in the next episode.
Who's the African-American queen that kept getting the damn Golden Beaver?
Kiki Cole.
Okay. She got it one too many times.
I mean, this is the first one that kind of getting it too, so.
But do you agree if you get the Golden Beaver once, you shouldn't get it a second time?
No. I've come to the idea of like when it comes to competition shows, you have to play the game. If you want to play fair, that's fine. But you can't tell a girl who's playing the game that they can't play the game. So if a whole bunch of people want to just save the lamest queen and keep them in, then that's their thing to do. Because honestly, if you ask most people, they say All Stars 2 is the best season. And they saved Roxy Andrew until the finals. So anyways, moving on after the girl group challenge.
And the Golden Beatles. So now we do the actual, what we would call the ball challenge, where they have to make their outfits out of like Goreski's hand-me-downs. And I'm like, well, you dress like this?
This is an interesting challenge. I like this because it was kind of like you have to get clothing, deconstruct it, and then remake them again.
What was funny is that wasn't that one girl who just came out and they're like, what did you do with that outfit? It's like, oh, you know, I made it into a dress. Is that it? The plaid one?
Yeah.
I believe Melinda Virgo did that one.
Yes, because it was, because she was still kind of wearing a jacket, like top part. So it's kind of like you just extended the bottom and put some straps on. And so this was a very interesting episode. Because honestly, I could. Oh wait, no, I do remember Kikiko's look. Cause she, Kikiko won. She got to bequeath the Golden Beaver, and the very untucked drama was like Melinda Verga was like, "I'm too old for this shit. I just want to quit and leave." And then near enough, and Amy, Beyonce, Chanel was like, "I hated your look," like to each other, and they were like, "You know what? Save Melinda, and we're gonna duke it out." And I was like, "Oh my god, this is the drama you live for."
I think near enough was the type of ratty cat antagonist that didn't go too far where everyone hated her.
That is true.
Because some queens are like, I think Plain Jane from US 16 is on that track of becoming too messy.
Yeah, because there are some queens that are very aggravating. Like, right, Silky on season 11. It was too much. But sometimes queens are like made to be the villain. And it's like, I don't really blame the queen, like Mistress from season 15. Like, she was made to be the bad guy, but it's kind of like, nothing she said was to be the bad guy though. She was just kind of just saying her opinions more than anything. And she was a bit sassy.
Like, near enough, I would say it's kind of like Fifi O'Hara from season 4. Why don't you go back to Party City?
Just a girl with a lot of attitude. Surprisingly. I honestly thought near enough would have been eliminated from the beginning.
Yeah. Wasn't the greatest. But so the Golden Beaver was given to Melinda. We saw near enough and Amy dance to Priyanka's song.
Come through. Oh my god, I love this. I love this like circle back moment. I can't believe US hasn't done this yet. Now, I don't know what song they would do it to. Probably an Alaska song, because I think Alaska's might be the most popular in terms of original songs, although his singing sucks. But Bob has a lot of good songs, but they're all rap music.
I'm just waiting for the next monologue one. That was fun.
That was super good. I can't believe someone brought that back. What I didn't like was that nobody got eliminated. Like, you had this big drama, big fight. Let's see who's gonna come out on top, and then nobody does. And I was like, okay, I don't care. Because then we bring everyone over to the Snatch Game. Well, we finally done it, people. Finally got two people playing the same character in the same Snatch Game. We all kind of thought there was an underlying, unspoken rule that production would have against this. But apparently in Canada, they don't give a fuck.
Alright, here's a quick run through of all the queens were. Amy played Jesus. Oh, is that how you pronounce the name?
Yeah.
Oh, Amy played Jesus when I'm just
that
like,
sucked.
Boy. Like, okay, what if Jesus was a gay man? One, I'm pretty sure they did that already. At least I know for sure
that
Trinity did that
down
with Satan.
Under.
Oh, okay.
Down Under, Ashley Madison, or Madison Ashley, played Jesus. That was better.
That was better than this
campy
shit.
Yeah, she kind of took like a serious Jesus.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. If you're going to play a Jesus character, you still have to know some religious facts. You still have to show in some parables here and there. You still have to do your research other than your own distortion of who you think Jesus is.
Oh.
Then a war played Emperor Zhao Bing, and it's like, I got pushed off a cliff. Like, I wonder why, Emperor Zhao Bing. Maybe because you're an annoying 7-year-old.
It could have been better. I like that she chose like a historical character, but I'm like, do better for a Snatch Game.
Then Denim played Julia Fox, and it was like a whatever.
I don't remember.
Kiki Cole played Elizabeth Taylor, and I think it's a little bit of an out just to be an old woman.
A sassy old woman. Yeah, I've known who Elizabeth Taylor is.
It's fine. I know one of the old queens. Is it her or Luna Du Bois playing Mary M. Cosby? You're like, you're a very religious woman, but you did nothing with Jesus next to you.
I remember that, yeah.
It's like, why didn't you do anything about Jesus? I think it was actually Mary M. Cosby. She was a real housewife, I believe.
Oh, by Luna Du Bois.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Because, like, sometimes them talking with each other is the interesting part of the show.
Yeah, like Melinda Verga as Manny Pacquiao was super funny.
I was surprised.
It's hard because if you choose to do a guy on Snatch Game, you better blow it out of the fucking pot water.
And I like that she brought up that he's homophobic at the end. That way, like, it wasn't the only joke.
Yes.
But it was a good, like, end joke.
Now, speaking of male impersonations, Venus as Joe Exotic was, I'd say it was on, not great, but it was good.
I don't remember.
He just did the Joe Exotic shit, you know, like, I'm Joe Exotic. Don't look for that woman's body. Not in the tiger.
I guess it's fine. It's whatever.
No, this is what I don't get. Nina, you wanted Jennifer Coolidge. I understood that. But you were going up against Kitten Caboodle.
I did think Kitten did a better job.
100%.
But I think a lot of people say Near Enough did better.
Really? Now with that favoritism?
I'm not sure. I mean, okay, to be fair, we don't know who Jennifer Coolidge is at all.
Yeah, we just know that voice. Oh my god.
I think she was on Friends.
I think
it's a one-off character.
Yeah, okay.
I remember I was watching this reel and I'll be like, Jennifer Coolidge was on this this show.
Good for her, you know? Or not good for her. Is that like a plummeting?
And so Melinda won, and she got to give the Golden Beaver to, again, to Kikiko, because apparently they have an alliance.
No, okay, this is stupid. Last episode, Kikiko gave it to Melinda, so Melinda's like, but this episode, I'm not indebted to Kiki. I don't feel like I have to give this Golden Beaver back to her just because he saved me. And at the end, why did you give it to Kiki? Oh, you know, because she saved me, and I'll never forget that. Like, don't get me wrong. That's a valid reason not to do that. But at the same time, shut the fuck up.
Stick with your convictions. So moving on, we go to not a lip sync Lollapalooza, but the opposite, in a lip sync Slayer, where the queens will lip sync. And if you lose the first round, you are automatically in the bottom. And there is a double elimination because we did a stupid double Shantae Yibo stay, which was unnecessary. And then the one who gets to win at the very top gets to be the winner of this episode.
And they get to give the Golden Beaver. And the Golden Beaver, you can have be like, oh, I'm gonna give it to you, and hopefully the Golden Beaver lasts to the next episode, and then, you know, you can repay this favor back to me. And Brooklyn's like, I'm gonna note you said that and put it in the spank bank.
I really like this.
I thought it was so cool how the songs were on the stage. And like, okay, I'm gonna pull a name. You have to go up to the song you want.
Yes.
So you could kind of see, at one point, you had to pick your competitor.
Right. So now, I think Aurora Matrix should have won.
Really?
I thought she did better than Near Enough at the end.
You know,
now Black Velvet was a bad song to choose, but still, I thought she should have won. Because I thought, overall, Aurora Matrix is just a sexier dancer. Near Enough is like a cheerleader. It's like, whatever.
That's fair. I didn't understand why you guys knew all the songs, and you're like, okay, dress for the song you want. Because I forget which queen, but there was one fucking queen. Trust me when I say I was angry about this. There was one queen who's like, this is my song. I want this song. It's a serious song. And she's up in like fucking neon lights. And I'm like, what the fuck? You didn't dress for the song you wanted.
There was Kiki Cole, who was dressed in purple feathers. And she did Uninvited, which is a really serious song. But Kiki Cole was picked last.
Oh.
So she had to just go in the last spot. I don't know. It's kind of hard, right? Hard to gamble that.
I guess so. It got more universal.
Venus has to pass. Otherwise, Venus, again, girls who don't pad, and if you're dressed bad, not bad as in, like, you look bad, but if you're dressed in a certain way, you just look like a pubescent girl to me. And it's just very awkward for me. Because, like, the clothes that Venus were in for these two lip syncs, I was like, there's a fucking 12-year-old on stage doing stuff.
I hope she wasn't doing that stuff.
Not that kind of stuff.
The cuties? I keep referencing Netflix cuties. Don't even know. So the bottom four was Amy, Denim, Kikiko, and Kitten Kabuto. And you know, you just know Denim not gonna get out this. I mean, this is not the challenge for Denim to get out of. So I'm like crying my eyes out, being like, please, Kitten Kabuto, don't leave me.
She is a parkin' and barkin'.
Yeah, she is a comedy queen.
She is 57 years old and she don't move.
What's that guy like? Come on, Charlie, move, Charlie.
We don't lip sync in the UK. We just sing live music. And now we have RuPaul's Drag Race UK.
Now we have Bing Bang Bong. So next episode, episode 7, was From Drag to Witches, the Brooklyn Heights musical.
You know, I thought it was really interesting to learn about, like, Brooklyn's story. I kind of wish they did this in season 1 just because it kind of, you know.
I just wish they didn't always just, like, kind of put Brooklyn as, like, this great, like, star that everyone knows. Like, is she?
Maybe in the drag community.
I thought it was very interesting. They've been doing this in musicals more, or at least more obviously to me, where, like, each song is literally a different genre.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that, too. It makes it, you know, the reason to fight for certain songs is more evident, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Denim should have fought harder to not be the gospel music. And near enough, yeah, you can do the whole pop idol. You can do that well. Don't let anyone tell you that was a bad choice.
Well, I think the thing found there was that Near Enough did the same dance moves that she did in the lip sync Slayer.
Yeah, and I agree, Near Enough. If no one else wanted it, you took it for the team. And if you knew you was gonna slay, you slay.
She was also the one who kept saying, like, I don't know why the other girls want to pick songs that's, like, not in their wheelhouse. You're in a challenge. You're supposed to just do the thing that you're good at.
I don't know why. I think it's a good Near Enough impersonation.
Thank you. I'll do better next time. I wasn't really trying, but, I'll try next time. But, because I was like, have you, like, not watched the show? They want to see versatility. They want to see what you can offer, what you can bring. Like, are you going to be exciting the next week, or are you just going to be the same person?
I thought Award Ballerina was extremely sexy.
Really?
Yeah, the whole, like, you know, leaning forward with the two men.
That's not what I find sexy.
If you don't find two people inches away from dry humping each other sexy, you have a problem.
That's not what I saw. That wasn't what... No. Aurora Matrix, another girl who doesn't really pad.
I hope no one realizes how much information we know about the later episodes compared to the beginning episodes.
It's been like 2 months.
There was a lot of queens. But Melinda, you know, she went out with, like, I'm young Brooklyn. I'm going to be a ballerina.
That was a bad choice.
I thought, one, don't make the oldest queen that. Two, yeah. Why would you dress like a girl?
Yeah, that was weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, and an ugly girl.
An ugly girl, yes.
And honestly, she had just gone, like, the youngest plays the youngest and the oldest plays the oldest. And that's it.
Give that role to Nia No. It was time for you to go, Melinda Virgo. So Denim and Kiki was on the bottom because Kiki was the one with the... She had the stick and the prop and she fumbled a lot with the hat.
Oh. What the fuck was Denim?
She's the gospel music. It was very forgettable because, like, you gotta have a loud presence if you're gonna be the preacher because everyone's gonna be loud. So you got lost in the backup dancers.
Not to be racist. We're gonna do black gospel music. You gotta be a black gospel woman.
Like Cornbread.
Like Cornbread! Oh my god, Cornbread had that role.
Oh, she could have killed. But then again, she might be in a near enough situation of... Did you really, like, leave your comfort zone?
Yeah, but Cornbread would have done so well that I was like, yes, the epitome.
It would have been the candy music. You was just yourself and we loved it.
Yeah.
Okay, very weird episode to have the always a bridesmaid. I don't know why Brooklyn was in a wedding dress for her life.
I think that's so funny to have the judge as the bride and everyone else is always the bridesmaid. That's just funny.
Moving on to the next episode. Episode 8, A Star Is Born. Where everyone got their loved ones to come onto the show and they got dressed up.
The makeover.
I think it's funny that, you know, they all got their loved ones and Aurora got the really hot bombshell of a model.
Oh my god.
And we thought, okay, that's gonna be easy. But in the end, it bit her in the ass being like, she was too hot, or you didn't do anything to her to drag her up.
She was super hot. It was crazy how hot she was.
But it was very cute.
I thought this episode.
No, it was, I mean, obviously, you know, Melinda's husband, fiance.
They just say partner.
Partner who got the stroke came on, and, like, he just wants to help out Melinda. It's very cute.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think the show had it in them to do another Alyssa Edward moment.
This is a little different, though.
No, Melinda's like, oh, I feel so bad abandoning my partner. And then the partner came. It's like, oh, you know, you're doing great from recovering from your stroke. And we're all happy. Can I emphasize this enough? We're all happy. And then Nia Nuff is in the background with a Glock being like, still gotta go.
Bitch.
Still gotta go, Melinda.
You can now go home together. Wait, there's a finale thing? I guess he can go home by himself. Really okay.
He can wait in the hotel room. No, but it's funny when, like, is there a family resemblance? Yeah, they're family.
You know, kind of, right? Like the moms were both the ones I believe that are on top. And I was like, wonder why.
Wonder why there's a strong family resemblance. Maybe because I know for a fact Velvet gave birth to Denim.
This one, though, I feel like Denim did deserve to win. And she, like, did the job correct. Like it was family resemblance, but it wasn't just twinning.
Yeah, you know, the whole outfit being Denim was very good idea.
It was cute.
Super cute. Yeah, if I had to say one thing, Venus was pretty, but a little simple.
What was... Oh, the gold and red.
Yeah.
That was a Canadian reference we did not get. Honestly, that was garbage.
I saw the mom showed off her back.
Garbage. That's all I remember it being. Garbage.
Moving on to the next challenge.
The last challenge.
The finale.
Well, they all had to do a whole ass TikTok song. And
only Venus I liked. The song. Oh, no. I should rephrase that. In hindsight, it was clear Venus was gonna win. Even the judges was like, love you, Nina. Love you, Denim. Not your time.
Honestly, like, looking at Venus's track record, they loved her looks. She had a good personality, good comedy. She was in the confessional a lot.
A lot.
Especially compared to everyone else.
Compared to a Aurora Matrix.
Compared to Aurora Matrix.
Sometimes I saw Aurora Matrix in the confession, like, oh my god, I forgot that's what you look like out of drag.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, Venus is gonna win, but this is a top four that I wasn't really impressed with. Sometimes you see a top four and, like, that's fucking amazing. Or, like, at least two of them. Or, like, you know, I honestly, I just knew Nia Nuff was not gonna win.
You knew she wasn't gonna win when she started fighting with Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, that was weird. She didn't do the Aurora Asian way of saying yes and just agreeing to everything.
I think Denim could have had a chance to win, like, Gottmik style. But then I saw her final performance and the judges all said, no, we couldn't even excuse that. We couldn't even reason that.
Look was pretty good though.
No, the final look was okay. I like the trans scarb rhinestone.
Yeah, I don't even remember what Denim was even saying. Cause Aurora was a really basic bitch track of how I'm, like, hot and good and I loved the finale look, you know, the Asian and culture empress. But Venus was the only one, like, I thought the lyrics were more modern, like, to this point.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, like, even, like, 2010 inspiration. It was just, like, I don't know, it was interesting. It was was personal. It wasn't like the cliche shit that we always hear. It was more like an everyday speaker kind of thing than just a drag race speaking. So I think like when she said the whole inner child, I was like, you know what theme she's going for. She's not really going for like, I'm the best drag queen. I'm just kind of like, I'm just a person doing their best. I'm going to prove, continue to be the best. The people's people.
And as he says, I'm Venus and I won.
Is that what she said?
No, I think it would have been funny. They lip sync to Try by Nelly Furtado. I'm like, never heard this song. Should have been Man Eater.
Or Promiscuous Girl. I like Promiscuous Girl. But anyway, so yeah, season 4 had a lot of drama, had some pretty good looks. I think they had some good challenges too. I just think the queens they got weren't like, nobody made me really want to come back to watch another episode. Like, I would always want to come back for like Lawrence Cheney. Season 3 was very lackluster. I thought season 4 was better than season 3. Season 2 was not bad. Season 1 was a lot of fun.
Still, no matter what, I don't think Canada's better than UK yet.
No. Which is weird, because I do think Canada has more pretty girls than UK, but UK does have more...
comedy?
Yeah.
But you know what? We don't want any of these girls to come back for a future season, but I do want the Golden Beaver to come back.
The Golden Beaver! Which also, what was the point of Red Roses in the beginning of the show?
I don't know.
That never came back.
Join us next time when we talk about US Drag Race, episode whatever, season 16.
Woo!